Recess has been disappearing in schools. There's too much fighting and bullying, too many boxes of Band-Aids gone through. In order to deal with this problem, about 40% of America's school districts have shortened or simply eliminated recess, which also makes more time for academics. But cutting recess comes at a big price. Studies show that when kids don't have recess, they have a much harder time in class. Enter Playworks, a national organization with a Louisiana branch. They have another solution: support recess. Fifth grader Kiana Nelson, a junior coach at Edgar P. Harney's Spirit of Excellence Academy in New Orleans, says every day,
"The first thing we do when we go outside is to make sure that the kids are doing what they're supposed to do."
Kiana had to apply to be a junior coach, and to stay one, she has to train weekly and meet behavioral and academic expectations.
We're out here trying to preserve recess in every single elementary school. We think that it's just as important as academic and classroom time.
That's Dana Greenup, the program director for Playworks Louisiana. She says Playworks partners with
public elementary schools to preserve the value of play and recess in schools. We're ensuring that kids in grades K through 5 are engaged in safe and inclusive play opportunities during recess. Also that we're empowering leaders. We're empowering those 5th and 6th graders to become leaders on the playground, in the classroom.
Leaders like Kiana Nelson, who says,
"Basically, what junior coaches is all about is to show a model to the little kids.
Each junior coach is assigned to a station, and they help lead the games.
Basketball, full squad, football, tricycles.
They're getting the hang of hopscotch. They never played hopscotch. I brought the bean bag out, and they were like, oh, that's how you play." My name is Brittany Bowles, or Coach Bowles, and I'm the program coordinator at Edgar P. Harney. We have jump ropes, we have basketball, we even have bowling in the corner. I mean, we try to make it that they have games that we played when I was a kid. Growing up, we were outside all the time. My generation, we stayed outside. They have more technology now, so it's kind of different in their generation to where all we want to do is play video games.
With the issues of childhood obesity and diabetes, taking movement out of a school day is just really not beneficial for the kids.
I'm Laverne Pitts, Executive Director for Playworks Louisiana. If a child gets on a bus to go to a school at 7 o'clock in the morning and may not get home until 7 p.m., the parents may not feel comfortable letting their kids go outside to play, so then it's more screen time. So this in some ways may be the only physical activity that these kids get throughout the entire day.
And so this is the little ones. They love those little tricycles. We're also trying to create safety boundaries, right? So we don't want tricycles all over this yard and getting in the way of the other games. So right now, down the middle, it's a relay. And the junior coach cheers them on. They tell them good job, nice try, and things like that. We don't do winners and losers. We give high fives. We give like high five challenges. We're like, how many high fives did you give out, you know, during recess? We're all about positive language and just getting every kid playing. One, because it's great for their health, but also because it's great for their minds and their brains. It's a good brain break. They get those wiggles out. They're moving, they're sweating, they're laughing, they're meeting new friends because they're not just confined to their classroom, and they get to learn those social skills. There's less chaos in the classroom because they're resolving conflict by using rock, paper, scissors, or they just love to come to school now because they look forward to recess.
Learn more about Playworks Louisiana at wwno.org. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.